Poddacular, episode 148, Collins and Tales from the Foxhole, for the week of February 5th, 2008.
Did you see me in that fight? Oh my god, it was like, bow, bow, and he's like, no, no, and I'm like, yeah, huh? Bow, bow, pew, 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 whoa, oh, I'm good.
Welcome to Poddacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast. You're about to hear what the Halo Nation had to say about this week's topic at Poddacular.com to help you dominate at Halo. So strap on your Spartan armor and grab a battle rifle, because it's time to finish the fight.
It's come down to just you and me. A battle will decide our destiny. My brothers are dead, my family is hurt. I'm on the ground, no, I'm on the ground.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Poddacular, your unofficial Halo Universe podcast. I am Dialpex.
Yes, I am JVB.
And I'm Plasma Grenades.
And
All right.
And I'm here this week because our host Fumo Jive is in England. So I'm here filling in.
Crumpets.
Yes, he's having some crumpets and some tea right now. So I'm going to be...
Eggs and cookies.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm going to be filling in for him this week, and next week also. He's going to be out for a couple of weeks. So it's always an honor to be here, you know, on an episode. So, and this week we're going to have the episode of Call-ins and Tales of the Foxhole. So we got a lot of submissions this week. And
yes, we do.
So we're going to go ahead.
Baby.
Yeah. A lot of stuff this week. So,
well, before we move along, I just want to welcome Plasma Grenades. This is your first time joining the show?
Yeah.
All right. Now, you sent me a lot of money to be on this show, so I hope you use it wisely.
Yeah.
Yep.
Is there anything specific you do in the community, in the Poddacular community?
I send a lot of voicemails. Other than that, I try to stay active in the forums. I'm trying to get in pros next tryout. I'll probably be there. And
awesome.
Nice.
Yeah, just try to stay active.
Yeah.
Cool. So you're the active voicemail guy.
Yep.
Yeah, he holds the title of most voicemails in one day, probably.
Yeah.
If you go back a few, you know, episodes, you can probably find one where Plasma must have sent, what did you send, Plasma? 8 or 9?
Yeah, I don't know. I think the first time it was like 12.
I thought it was 13.
Yeah. And then like they were all played simultaneously. And
yeah.
it was.
What happened? Did you drink too much game fuel or something?
I don't know.
That day?
It wasn't even out then. I just got pretty pumped on Poddacular.
Nice. Good to hear.
There you go. Good response.
Good response.
We'd like to hear that.
Sure.
All right, cool. All right. So I'll start this one like we always do. I start off the first one.
Cool.
And we got Luigi Got Hood. That's cool. That should be a new DS game.
I know, right?
Straight out of Compton.
Luigi Got Hood.
It's a me! Ba ba ba! What side? Anyway, he goes, hey, Poddacular, kudos to your last show. Anyway, I had a tale from the foxhole. So one game I was playing on Snowbound, and I picked up the Spartan laser over in the blue base. I ran out to the large shield door, and started running for the camel. But before I could get there, someone started shooting at me. So I ducked behind the snowbank and started charging up the laser. I jumped up and shot him. The funny thing was that there was another guy behind the first, so I got a 2-for-1 kill. Then I started running toward the shotgun spawn. Halfway there, a guy came running out of the tunnel thing. He didn't see me, so I charged up my laser and killed him. After that, I ran over to the red base and saw 3 guys clustering together. So I charged up and shot and killed 2 of them, because the third guy backed up for some odd reason. So with 3 laser shots, I got 5 kills. Wow, pretty impressive.
Nice.
I did make a movie clip of it, but all my clips got deleted when I tried transferring my account to my friend's 360. Thanks, Poddacular. You guys rock. Keep on fragging. Floob tubes. in the nub tube, well, in the nub tub, while they still have four corn or rectangle cheese it. Whoa.
Wow. Can we stick to keep on fraying trucks or something?
Now those days are over with.
No, yeah, no. Right. but it's pretty good. Yeah, I can't even. I just got it. My 241 achievement, which was what it's been a few months now that the game's out, and I've been trying for so long, and that was the hardest one for me to get.
And you can only do that on Lone Wolf, right?
Yeah, you gotta do it on Lone Wolf. I finally did it on High Ground, where somebody must have been trying to get the Mongoose achievement, and the guy was running up and down the Mongoose, and then one of the guys boarded him, and then when he boarded him, I got both of them, like, and still on a Mongoose, and got the 241.
Nice.
I was like, finally! Yeah! I'm yelling, my wife's like, what the hell's going on? I was like, yeah, I got it
on Slayer, and I thought I got it, but I was like, oh no, it's Lone Wolf.
Yep.
So I was mad. All right, awesome.
So I'll go and read DaBenny17.
DaBenny.
Right. Hi, it's DaBenny again. So Fumo is in England, huh? Dude, that's where I live. Do you know what area is he's actually in? I would love to know that. Anyways, I was playing the level, the Covenant, and got up to the part where the Chief Ton, who has a grav hammer, just as he was... Okay, let me reread this. Up to the part of Chief Ton, who has a grav... Okay, he got up to the part where there was a brute there with a grav hammer. So just as he was going to spank me with it, I threw a spike grenade. He hit me with the hammer, and the nade landed between the Chief Ton's leg. It exploded, sending loads of little spikes into the Chief Ton's butt. There was a puff of smoke and a little bit of blood. I think the Chief Ton was so scared of me that he farted and got a bit of follow through with it. Thanks for the podcast and pod vids. Keep them fragging bad hockey refs.
JR.
Wow. Pretty impressive there. Nice maneuver with the spike grenade.
Nice.
Got it on to you.
My crotch.
Nice.
All right.
Massive Hat says...
Massive Hat.
Yeah, I was playing Team Slayer on Construct and Matchmaking, and our team was doing well, and we were on our way to victory. I just died, and the score was 47-37, and we were ahead. And I spawned by the yellow lift. I went to the right side, if you're facing the lift, and started shooting at one of the guys that was crouched behind the pillar. I gunned him down and threw two frag grenades. As I walked up the ramp, I saw the guy come out and kept on firing. I died, and the next thing I knew, I got a triple kill, death from the grave. At first, I had no idea what had happened. I later went back in theater and watched the whole thing unfold. I somehow threw a plasma grenade and stuck this guy in the face in the same frame that I died. The guy I stuck ended up walking backward into his two teammates, who ended up dying from the grenade that was implanted in his face. I got a triple kill, death from the grave, grenade stick to win the game. We won 50-38. I have 3 screenshots, and the film is in my file share. My gamer tag is DustStorm051. Also, there was one guy who stood in the back, and I can hardly imagine what he thought. One of the screenshots is from his point of view, saying, "I told them not to go outside."
Nice.
Yeah, it's always good to get one of those funny grenade kills.
Yeah, that must have sucked for them too. For the two guys on the back watching the guy back up with his claws on his face.
Yeah.
I've gotten stuck, and I've screamed to my teammates, "Don't come near me!"
Yeah, right.
I've got a bomb.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I'm going to move on to
phone.
Stupid.
Another thug. Deerwood Hustler, Nick. He says, "Hey, Podtacular, first time submitter here. Hoping I'm doing this okay, the right way. Here's my tale from the foxhole. So I was playing a game of Team Slayer on matchmaking, and we were on Valhalla. I guess I was on a pretty good team, but we were just getting completely beat down by this one dude on the other team flying around in the Banshee the entire time. Even worse, my teammates decided to use up all of the rocket pods. Well, by this time I was getting a bit frustrated, I'll admit it, so I just decided to try to avoid the Banshee guy as much as possible as I could get more kills. Then as I died and respawned back at the base, I saw my team was again getting demolished by the Banshee. Whoa. Getting demolished by that Banshee up in the middle hill. So I charged for the man cannon, and as I was flying through the air, I saw that I was heading right for Mr. Banshee. I fell on it and jacked his ride way up in the air, surprising the stuff out of him and saving my team. Can't say that it helped out too much, because I'm pretty sure we still lost. But at least I taught that guy a lesson. Man, I would have loved to have saved the file, the amazing display and of sheer luck and bad karma, but I went the cheap route and bought a 360 core system, so no hard drive. Sorry. Anyway, there you have it. Keep on fragging them trucks. Oh, and I have a question. I can has anus armor?
Yeah, sure.
Hey, one size fit all.
Nice. Rubber schematic. All right.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we take a molding of your. Anyway.
Yeah. Space age technology.
Sure. All right. All you have to do is send it in, molding to Botag. We'll get that right to you.
Yep. Yeah, thanks a lot, Hustler Nick.
Yeah, good story. All right. Okay. Steve Maddox says, "Hey guys, Steve Maddox here. Gamertag Steve Maddox 13. Here's my submission for the Tales of the Foxhole. So, my friend and I were playing our first Rocket Race match on Sentrap. He was VIP and I was driving. We were in the lead by 2 points. I wasn't thinking straight at one point, I guess, and drove right into one of the air vents thinking I would make it. My friend started screaming that I was an idiot, and we flew up, down. We flew up and down multiple times. We got out and proceeded down to the side of the structure. One unlucky team got slammed into the wall next to us and fell upside down. Then they got out, and we assassinated them with some luck and got on their mongoose. As we looked at the score, we still had 2, but the blue team had 8. At that point, we figured we would definitely lose the match, so I just kept driving towards the goals. By some insane fortune coincidence, we got a lucky string of points and had maybe 8 points, but we were still down by 1, so we were getting pretty excited at this point. We had already gotten some very close saves before the match. As we were driving towards our next destination, we were hit by the blue team's rocket. We didn't have a chance anymore. Remember, blue team had 9 points. But luckily, the rocket shot us at an insanely high rate and speed towards our destination to get our 9th point. I don't know what really happened to yellow and orange team, but I guess they were just firing off at blue. My friend and I sped away on our hijack mongoose to get to the final point. This was the luckiest game I've ever had. Videos on my file share, and this is the only Rocket Race game on Saint Trap there, so it should be easy to find. Thank you for reading my submission and keep on fragging trucks." Wow.
Awesome.
That's pretty cool, though. get the rocket send you towards your destination. That's pretty sweet.
Blue team fails.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, man. No, that's I've had some lucky games.
All right. Tapio says, "Me and my friend were playing team doubles, and my partner should be enemies, and they both had swords."
Got to make up your mind there. Was should be.
I randomly threw a frag onto the 3rd floor. The nade bounced off the ground and landed right between both of them, and I got a double kill. Me and my friend were laughing so hard for the rest of the match. Shoutouts to Chinny33 and the whole Podtacular cast. Keep on fragging emos.
Oh, wow. Thank you very much.
Why don't you take the next one too, Plaza? That was really short.
All right. BB Reaper 13 says, "Spartans 077." JB.
No, actually, he talks about last week's show, which is Floodgates on Legendary.
Oh yeah. Well, that must one was a slip through.
Mm-hmm.
Take the following one, yeah.
Alright.
Do it now.
Yes.
Okay, sorry.
Yes, sir. Juice Pirate says, "Hey guys, my tale from the foxhole is from a team doubles game I recently played on Foundry. The game type was Team Snipers, which is always a fun time. my buddy and I got off to the worst start game, getting creamed 17-4, all while having to listen to the opposition giggle about how awesome they are, thanks to the proximity mic. Although a smile came across my face when their giggles turned into screaming at each other as we mounted a comeback, my team managed to come back from the depths, and at 24-24, things got intense. Our opponents decided to stay inside their base and let us come thinking they would get an easy kill as we advanced. I was along the back wall between where the two sniper rifles would normally spawn, and deciding to be gutsy or plain stupid, I sidestepped to take a peek. Blam! A sniper round hits me, but luckily it doesn't take me out. My shield's beeping, I decided not to do that again, but to pick a nice arc and let some grenades fly, hoping for a nice distraction so we may get the final shot. But before I could even move to shoot, I hear my teammate screaming like a little girl, and that sexy voice, "Game over!" My grenade traveled across all the foundry to bounce off a wall and land at the feet of a would-be sniper for the epic comeback. The video is ridiculous and can be found in my file share. Keep up the good work, Fumo, JV, Kronk, Dialfex, Plasma, and thank you for keep doing.
Nah.
Keep me busy at work. Juice Fire.
Oh, nice.
Thanks a lot there, Juice.
That's pretty sweet, though. You're like, you're taking your shields back and you throw a nade and all of a sudden you hear game over.
Yeah.
Nice. Pretty nice. All right. Well, a lot of people have been calling the Potacular Voice Mate lately. So why don't we go over there and check out what they have to say. So you take it from here, Krunk.
Okay. There's Captain Krunk. Let me stop. All right, Krunk. You hit it.
Well, look who it is. It's Captain Krunk, back with some more Podtacular voicemails. Let's get started. Check this guy out. He's got a quick question. I think we already covered
it. Hey, I just have one quick question for all the listeners. Well, if you could call in and ask me which game is better, Halo 3 or Call of Duty 4 Advanced Warfare, I was wondering which game I should get. I heard Halo 3 was really fun. And you do crazy things. I heard in Call of Duty 4, you like, it's good to earn stuff and fun to play with your friends. So, if anyone wants to tell me, call me at 4404. Alright, bye.
Alright. Yeah, man. I had to do it. Sorry. Don't give out your phone number, man. We don't want you to get flooded with calls. And they won't be the calls you expect. As far as Call of Duty or Halo 3, check out our show. We did a two-part show a little while ago covering both of those games and kind of comparing them, and maybe that'll help you decide what you think might be better or what to pick up. You could also ask in the forums. Check out the game section in there. There's plenty of people playing COD4 right now. I know it's pretty hot, so get in there and see what people think. All right. Let's go to the next one here. Got a couple of tales from the foxhole.
Hey, this is Flare Sword. You are my biggest fan.
Huh?
But I was playing a match on Last Resort with these bunch of losers. And they were like, one of them had a voice like Kermit the Frog. And the other one had a voice like Alice in Wonderland. And Kermit the Frog's like, "Oh, shoot him!" And Alice Marion.
Okay. Alright. Sorry, buddy. This isn't going anywhere. Sorry about that. Let's just move on to the next one. How about that? Alright.
Hello, Podtacular. I am calling for a call-ins and tales from the foxhole experience. Well. I got plenty of them, but really the only one that I have on my file share is one where I was on Valhalla playing Capture the Flag, and I was in the back of the Mongoose, had myself a beam rifle, and the driver was driving around the back side of the enemy base, and when out of nowhere, this guy's like checking grenades at us like crazy, and I whip around, aim and just like beam on him and wait for him to fall down. And when because he's in the air jumping, and when he falls down, I hit him right the no scope headshot in the forehead. It's on my file share. My gamer tag is Mac 315, no spaces. And I want to give a shout-out to EmoChick809, who was the driver of the Mongoose. All right. See you guys later.
All right, man. Thanks for calling in. And, wow, that's all the tales from the foxhole we got. Man, you guys haven't been playing much or what?
Hey, Podtacular. Just thinking of my weekend. I just want to call because I couldn't call last month. But,
yeah, we missed you.
I got tales from the foxhole for you. I was on the beach side of Hawa. And me and this other guy, we were kind of just splashing around in the water, having a little bath and stuff. When I turned around to watch the little fishies, and I turned back around, and my friend was dead, and I was so mad. And then I saw that he had a rocket launcher, so I went down and I picked the rocket launcher up, and I was bending over, and right when I bent over, a warthog came and splattered me from behind. It hurt so good. Anyways, and then I have another one where I can't remember which level I was playing on campaign, but I was doing it on Legendary, because I was trying to be all Mr. Hardcore. Oh my god. Anyways, I was fighting this brute, and he went into like berserker mode, and he started like chasing me. And he was all scary and stuff. His muscles, all his muscles were so big, it's like JDB. Oh my god. Anyways, I finally got ready enough, and I jumped behind him, and I pushed him, and he went flying off a cliff, and I just started laughing, but I was kind of sad, because he was a big muscle that ate, and he just reminded me of JDB with his big old muscles. Anyways, bye-bye, Jack, because I love you guys, and bye, my favorite pirate, Captain Hawk. I love
hey.
My Captain Hawk. Yeah, bye.
All right, man. Hey, JVB, this dude said you reminded him of a hairy ape. Oh, man. All right. One more here. Let's see what this is.
Yo, what's up, Fumo? It's KBC, MMM7667. Just saying hi, Podtacular. Hope you guys are doing good in England. Listening to the show, and just hope it's good, and talk to you guys later. Shout out to Podtacular IRC. Later.
All right, man. Thanks a lot. I noticed you're kind of a new member, or whatever, but I'm glad you're around, and you're taking part, and having fun with everybody. Which, since you mentioned IRC, it makes me want to just say something real quick that, I know there's been a little conflict and whatnot lately, but, you know, I'm glad that the people that are here, that are part of this community, they're willing to put things aside and move forward and, you know, just come here to have fun. We don't need, you know, all the extra stuff that's been happening lately, and I'm glad we're kind of getting past that. It's good to see that, you know, people can still come together and still have fun with this stuff. So, I'm glad you guys are here. I'm glad you guys are taking part. And here's what I think we should do. All right? Don't matter where you're at. Get up. Stand up. Walk it out. Do it. Let's go. I don't see you moving. Alright, man, that's been it for me. This is Captain Crunk. Call us up, 206-888-HALO. We'll play your message next time. Yeah.
Everybody leaning, I make the crowd rock. Now go and walk it out. I see they on my chalk. She want that bubble gum. Is they the double mint? Two hoes choosing me, so I know that I'ma win. It's on once again, Patron once again. I threw my head back, then I froze like the wind. West I walk it out, south I walk it out, east I walk it out, north I walk it out. Now walk it out, 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 now walk it out.
right, well, thanks, Krunk, and why don't we go ahead and listen to some more Tales from the Foxhole we got here.
Alrighty, so we got one from Asian Dude 1. He goes, hey, Podtacular, it's Asian _ Dude 1 with another Tales from the Foxhole. So I was playing BTB, Big Team Battle on VIP on Valhalla, where we were down 5-0 until I decided that my team wasn't cooperating. So I took matters into my own hands. I took a mongoose and drove to the shotgun tunnel on the right side of the map. I took the shotgun and then I hid in the rocks near their base. When I made sure the coast was clear, I crouch walked into their base where their VIP was hiding. I knew he was right around the corner and didn't know how I was going to get there. I ran around the corner and fired my shot 3 times and killed him. I was rewarded with a point added to my team, but in the end, my team lost 10-1 with me scoring the only point. Wow.
Good comeback.
I know. Yeah. That's not a happy Tales from the Final. So he goes, this shows that if you have a lot of non-cooperative people on your team, you want to do something, you can do it with a mix of crouch walking and power weapons. Now, if your whole team, including you, were uncooperative, then you all could do something great. Well, he must have meant
cooperative. Yeah.
Yeah, so you can all do something great, like win a match. But then again, that would be called teamwork. Well, keep on fragging anus armor. Why am I the only one getting stuck with the anus armor in the end?
Maybe because you were the creator? No?
Yeah.
Well, I was the model.
Nice.
My wife just whispered to me that I was an A. She goes, because you're an ASS.
Hey, baby, how does this look?
Make me look slim.
Go to the gym. Thanks, shower. Babe. Hey, guys, watch what I got.
Oh, dude, what are you wearing? Is that the new and latest and greatest anus armor?
Anybody here want to drop the soap?
We can test this out right now. Oh, man. Oh, Spartan prison.
Then Johnny comes around the corner. Anybody here say drop the soap?
No.
I'll drop it.
Ooh, no, please.
I got it. Oh, man.
That was quite disturbing.
Who's calling my house?
No, it's the guy from prison.
Yeah.
You want to come over and drop the soap? Anyway, let's move along before we become rated R.
Here, we got your anus armor here. You
can
off. all right. Anyways, Cool Cucumber says, "Woohoo! I got a nice, juicy, mouth-watering story for you."
The combination just doesn't mix.
I know.
Go from anus armor to cool cucumber
to nice juice mouth watering.
Something's wrong.
I know. Oh boy. So he says, so Alpha Zombie on the Forge Sin Trap, humans started with SMGs and infinite ammo. I guess he's explaining his custom game here, too.
Okay.
Started with SMGs and infinite ammo and 4 Mongeese plus a Gauss Warhog. Alpha Zombie was a pink elite and had 300% speed. Same with the regular zombies, except that they're gold. So I got on the back of the Mongoose with my friend in the driving. After a while, a horde of 13 zombies with saber swords was chasing our mongoose. I heard a muffling out of the speakers. Then, the alpha zombie and 4 other zombies started going backwards. Before I realized what had happened, six zombies were in front of us and seven behind. We let out a scream as my friend took a quick right turn into the minefield. After taking out seven zombies that ran over mines or were gunned down, I realized that the pink Alpha Elite was missing. I heard my friend let out a yell as a half-ton pink Elite dived at his head with a sword. Soon after, I was dead. Shout out to Fumo, who survived the bashing on Sarcastic Gamer. Keep on fragging, flaming Chuck Norris, fairy snot, firing ballerina floods with anus armor.
Oh.
Whoa.
Anus armor is a very popular piece of clothing.
I know. We should just contact Bungie and tell him to add to the permutation, armor, so.
Oh, man, nice.
Can I have anus armor there, too?
Nice, alright.
Swift Ninja 1 says, "Hey, Podtacular, it's Swift Ninja 1 again with a tale from the foxhole. This happened during the Halo 3 beta, and I remembered it a few days ago. I invited one of my friends who didn't have Crackdown in my house to play the beta. The game was Team Slayer on Valhalla. I grabbed a trip mine and went to the enemy's base. I put the trip mine under their warthogs so they would blow up if they drove it. My friend went over to their hog without knowing about the trip mine. He got in it and told one of our teammates to get in the turret. When the teammate got in, my friend started driving, blew up, and I got a double kill betrayal and booted from the game. That was my tale from Foxhole. Keep on fragging my friend who blew himself up. Swift Ninja 1. Also, I want to give a shout out to my friend Cajun Ace."
Nice.
Cool.
Yeah, I missed the trip mine on that map. It was a good little piece of equipment.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Now you have to go to campaign to get your vehicle with a equipment thing.
Oh yeah, the achievement thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got mine on Sava Highway. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Awesome.
Go ahead, JV. Right.
So we'll move along here. Near Swordsman. One. He goes, "Hey guys, it's Near Swordsman 1 here again with a Tales from the Foxhole. This is a story of what has to be the greatest melee kill in Halo. I know that's a big claim, but this one lives up to it. To set the stage, we are playing a big team Slayer on Sandtrap Coveys. I've just spawned and I have a battle rifle and an assault rifle. I suddenly find myself staring down a guy in a ghost. The guy tries to splatter me from behind. I jump, and when he's under me, I fire at him. But he turned around and came after me again. Same thing, I jump. When he's under me, well, in other words, he did that a few times. He then turned around and did the same thing. Okay. This time after he went under me, he turned around and started firing at me and going backwards. He knocked out my shields, and I ducked behind a wraith for cover. Then I noticed I had a plasma grenade. I backed up and threw the plasma. Then after my shields had gone back up, I was wondering if I stuck them. So I jumped on top of the wraith. The guy was still out there, and my plasma had fallen short. When he saw me, he boosted at me, trying to splatter me on top of the wraith. He boosted right over the plasma. Wow, how long did that plasma sit there?
Oh, wow.
He's playing in Matrix time.
Yeah, right. Hey, you stay there, okay? You stay there. You blow up when I tell you to.
Now! He boosted right over the plasma, and after he passed, it blew up, sending his ghost flying. The ghost flew forward, hit one of the fins on the front of the wraith. It went into the air. The ghost flew by my head, almost splattering me. And as he flew by, whack, I beat him out of the ghost and got the most satisfying beatdown of my life. The video is up on my file share. It's called "The Best Melee Ever." And the phone from hell once again. He goes, "My gamer tag again is Near Swordsman 1, no space. Keep on fragging trucks." Oh, no. Actually, keep on fragging the alien nanes who drop the blue glowing orbs and inhabit unnaturally lit rooms.
Nice. Yeah, just...
Wow, so yeah, if he flew over his head and meleeed him, that must have been crazy.
I think I know what's going on with the phone. I think Krunk's getting me back for all the voicemails I send in.
Oh, that would be awesome.
Yeah. He's like, "It's my time now."
Nice.
I shall get him.
Okay.
All right, so Halo Freak Bunny says, Hey, y'all, this is a story about how interesting tactical things can happen without even trying. I was in Big Team Battle, and to my disdain, yet another game of VIP on Sand Trap came up, and it did not get vetoed. Thankfully, I didn't get stuck with a lousy team, and soon I found myself on the winning side. Towards the end of the game, I hopped in a ghost when I noticed a teammate of mine and another ghost shooting into the back of an elephant. I boosted over and slid sideways next to him to find the inside of an elephant literally packed with the entire other team, including the VIP. So I started firing, and a deadly crossfire was created from which the other team could not escape. At this point, a third ghost came by and joined the fun. The other team was simply obliterated, and the best part was that when they kept respawning inside of the elephant, it was awesome. In total, the VIP was killed 7 times, of which 2 were by me. Thanks for listening, and keep on fragging Yeti humping Sasquatch, but make sure you remember your anus armor while you do so. Oh, nice. Yeti humping Sasquatch. Sweet.
Anus armor by Pete.
Yeah, right.
Nike anus armor.
Yeah, right.
Anyway.
Now in blue.
Just do it. Just do it.
Anyway. Yeah, did you guys see the anus armor commercial in the Super Bowl? Strip on your anus armor.
It's time for war, guys.
And then a guy from the prison.
No.
The guy from the prison comes up and says, "Join the fight."
I'm gonna finish the fight. Oh man!
I got it right. Tight. Do you? Oh, man.
In his armor. Don't leave home without it.
Get yours right now.
And if you order now, you get this beautifully crafted...
I just knew you were going to say that. If you call right now, within the first 15 minutes, we'll send your dog in his armor as well.
Oh. You know that guy that's always making those stupid gadgets to help clean better?
Yeah.
The guy with the beard? My super clay action cleaner. So I could picture him making the... You know,
oh, man. Nice.
Oh, man. We put it in front of hurricane-type winds to see how much your anus can withstand.
Are you tired of regular underwear? You've got to check out the anus armor.
Are you tired of cleaning your underwear every week?
Oh, man. That's too funny.
All right, let's go. Go ahead there, Plasma.
All right, Nightlight82 says, "What's happening, guys?" Okay, so this is my tale from the foxhole. I was playing Team Slayer on high ground, and about 7 minutes into the game, I was on that little gray bunker, and my opponent was on the outside. I ran out to try to kill him, and when I ran out, I threw a fire grenade at him because I only had an AR. But when I threw the grenade, it got stuck between his armor, and this wasn't a sticky grenade, it was just a frag. It is on my file share. You guys should check it out. There are 2 videos of this. Keep on kicking, badunkabunk, and shout out to all the podcasts. God bless.
Man, we have a lot. Throughout the years, we have developed a lot of slang words.
Badunkadunk. This anus armor includes a brand new badunkadunk to go with it. Oh,
gives a new meaning to junk in the trunk. So we're gonna go to Fern07. Okay, this was an amazing stick. I don't recall anyone doing this exactly how I did this. So he says, on narrows, you have 2 different sides. You spawn on one of them. Okay, I picked up 2 plasma grenades and then threw them through the man cannon. And that's not all. Someone put a bubble shield, and as they put it down, it made the plasma grenade go back into the man cannon, and it came towards me. Then some blue dude came running past the man cannon and got stuck by this grenade. Okay, wow. So
that's some serious grenade maneuver over there.
Yeah, that was the plasma grenade that thought on his own. So he says this will soon be on my file share, and I'm putting a video on YouTube. Okay, cool. And on other sites for you to look at my amazing stick on my gamer tag, which is Fern07. All right, thank you. That would be a cool sticky to look at.
Yeah, I'd love to see that one. All right, let's go to XX Sora XX. Hey guys, Fumo Jive. He's not here, but Fumo Jive. You may remember me from H3 TV. But anyway, I have a great tale from the foxhole. Okay, so I was playing on the silver account that I had just made at a new friend. We decided to play some big team battle and got a match on Sentrap. And he was in the hog turret the whole match, and I was in the bench for almost the entire match. I was giving my teammates air support. Amazingly, I got very lucky for a while and got a killing frenzy with the Banshee alone, and a double and triple kills giving me a killing spree. I couldn't believe, but I did it, and the match ended with a score of 100-24. The entire game is in my file share. My silver account is X Phoenix King together X, and my gold account is XX Sora X. There is a zero for the O. And shout out to everyone at Potacular, and if any of you guys would like to send me a friend request, that would be really cool. So where in God's names did Keep on Fragging Trucks came from? I'm just curious about that.
It has a long history, and it's been explained a few times. Yep. Fumo Jive wouldn't know that a little better than me. But I believe it was written in stone in ancient Egypt. Yep. They found the hieroglyphics when they were searching for... I believe it was King Tut.
Yep.
And underneath his grave, it said, "Keep on fragging trucks."
Yeah, that's what it was. So. Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I believe that's what it is. Anyway. So we're going to wrap this baby up like a taco or burrito or something.
Nice.
And you like how I incorporate food. So anyway, send your comments, et cetera, to podtacular@gmail.com. We depend on your submissions to keep the show going. Keep an eye out on podtacular.com for an invitation to send in stuff for next week's show.
Go ahead, Plasma.
You can call our listener voicemail at 206-888-HALO. Do you like plasma grenades? Do it. And leave a Halo-related message, and we play these back regularly on the Collins and Tales from the Foxhole show, just like today.
Sure. And be sure to check us out at podtacular.com. And while you're there, check out the forums. There's lots of events going on, projects, and, make some new friends and play Halo with some cool people.
Exactly. And thanks to all the people that contribute to Podtacular, whether it's working on the community or website, contributing to our PayPal to help out with the hosting bill, digging the podcast on dig.com, or subscribing to the show and reviewing us in iTunes. Couldn't do it without you.
And check out the other shows on the GamerCast Network, GamerTech Radio, Uncle Gamer, Sarcastic Gamer, Achievement Junkies, the GamerCast Network Video Game Show, and JVB's newest post-game report at TalkingAboutGames.com.
Yeah, listen to it now.
Oh, good show, though.
And I want to thank you, brother. And I want to give a shout out to Swift Ninja One, who created a rat and forge in honor of the giant creature that invaded my house 3 weeks ago.
Oh, nice.
So there is a link in the show notes to the picture of the Cloverfield S rat. And as a matter of fact, my son and my wife managed to kill it. So
nice.
It took a group effort. And also, before we conclude the show, I want to give a shout out to the New York Giants for winning the Super Bowl 42.
Won me money.
Los Patriots. There you go. Yeah. What are you doing? You're 13 years old, man.
14.
You can't put this on the show.
Jeez.
Oh, man. How much did you win?
I got like $10 from friends and then $25 from my brother.
Nice. Yeah. I could picture you like being the little sneaky dude
in school,
always conniving to make some money. Yeah.
Hey. 3-1.
Hey guys, you guys want to run this? You guys want to run this joint right here?
Packers by five.
Hey,
Over under the spread, you tell me.
You got the.
You better you pay the, me. You better pay me. I know people.
You got
people.
The teachers going on, and the teacher's like, "Hey, see me after class." Everybody's like, "Oh, he's in trouble." He's like, "What do you got there? What do you got there? What the pads got?"
I know somebody who can make some cement shoes. You don't want to. You don't want to be late. So just do yourself a favor.
Yeah, right. I've got the.
All righty.
All right, well,
all right, fellas.
Yeah, I now also want to send a shout out to the Potacula All Stars who have been doing a great job lately.
Yeah,
I've been winning every match we played. We only lost one, so been doing a pretty good job this year. So, good job to the Potacula All Stars, and also to the pro members too. All the people on the pros for all the support, you know, that they're giving in the clan. And we're trying to get a different setup going, so I'm really anxious to like get everything going and see you know how things are gonna work. And of course, a big shout out to KFX too for you know the good job that he's doing with the guys on the Red Clan. So big shout out to him.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's those little guys we gotta remember.
And of course, big shout out to Krunk, you know, for the good job he always does on the pod, you know, on the. Call-ins podcast.
We're like,
I was gonna say the podcast.
What is it that he does again?
The podcast. I was gonna say the podcast, but the call-ins section of the podcast, and of course the website, which is always you know really good looking and you know running great. So,
are you saying Krunk is good looking?
Krunk is mad good looking. Oh my god! I'm going
like Krunk's some anus armor.
Yeah, I'm going to his house right now with my anus armor on. Oh, sweet.
I'm going to go to the beach.
Oh, nice. All right, well,
nice.
Thanks again, Plaza, for being on the show.
Yep, no problem.
And until next time, I am Dial Pex.
I am JVB.
And I'm Plaza Raid. Shout out to everybody on your team and Geet One.
Sweet. And
keep
on bringing trucks, guys.
Yep.
Peace out.
Later.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay, thanks, bye.
That was late.
There's only one thing left to say.
This week on the GamerCast Network. Are you ready for war? Don't miss the latest episode of Gamertag Radio, where the staff interviews Blazing Lizard, the developers of Pirates vs. Ninja Dodgeball for the Xbox Live Arcade. This week on Sarcastic Gamer, the crew is joined by Knuckles Dawson, and we find out, are demos really worth it? The Outlands of Azeroth claim more lost souls. Grief for the Fallen in episode 75 of the video game show. Go to Podtacula for all the news from the unofficial Halo universe. On Achievement Junkie, check in with Nelson and Natalie as they help you take your gamer score to the next level. In episode 64 of Uncle Gamer Radio, Jay and Paris sit down for an interview with Ted Morris of Petroglyph, and another geek out looms on the horizon. Discover the website that brings you all these great episodes and headlines at GamerCastNetwork.com. GamerCast.